My name is Tom Thompson. I am a tree farmer from Orford, and I'm here representing my family, the Thompson Family Tree Farm. And I would first like to, and this is nothing to do with you folks up here, but I'd like to turn to the landowners that are here tonight, and because I think I'm representing them and others. First, I'd like to thank Senator Shaheen and Senator Ayotte for requesting both this hearing and the hearing on Sunday in Haverhill, New Hampshire. And a lot of people here tonight appreciate that. I'd like to just focus on a few things. You're going to hear a whole lot about the 150-foot right-of-way coming through Pittsburgh, through the center of the state of New Hampshire. I want to address a few issues about real estate and those issues, about eminent domain, and then what may happen in 2012. The real estate issue is near and dear to my heart because I started early on in my life at 11 years old purchasing land. And many of you have done the same thing and chose to invest your family assets into that land. And many of you have owned the land, it's been in your family for generations. And you have given up much to maintain that land and work it. I have a very real problem with a foreign company coming into the state of New Hampshire and possibly taking my land or your land through eminent domain to use New Hampshire as a conduit to produce or commodity that goes south, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and on, and the profits go back to Quebec. Those are my family assets, and I don't think that any individuals that chose to put their family assets into the stock market would like me or anyone else here to mess with their financial portfolio. Eminent domain, I've discussed, and it will be discussed because that is one of the big issues in the Northern Pass. And finally, I would like to say I appreciate Tom Wagner being up on the stage representing the National Forest. But I have a concern, and I know he understands where I'm coming from on this, that why isn't there a private forest landowner or farmer sitting on that stage representing us here in New Hampshire? Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you think about the Northern Pass, one thing is for sure, and you can bet on this. In 2012, this will be a huge campaign issue for every elected official in the state of New Hampshire and for every presidential candidate that walks into the state, the first in the nation primary. I would give you some good advice. Do your homework, learn about this Northern Pass, because you will be asked, and we the people will vote in 2012. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments, Thomas.